Welcome to Nightchild Talks Prince, uncut and unscripted. Welcome to Nightchild Talks Prince, uncut. Now, this is not the first episode. This is just a little hors d'oeuvre. The first episode will be coming in the next few days. This podcast is about Prince, and it just so happened with the perfect timing of today that we found out that the Prince estate has announced certain details about Paisley Park's yearly celebration of Prince. Now, the first thing to note is the date. It's June the 20th to the 24th, 2024. So for those that need to book that, that's June the 20th to the 24th, 2024. Now, I'm going to read you some of the parts from the Prince website. It's obviously worth checking out the paisleypark.com website for full details, but there's some tantalising early signs of what to expect. And it seems this year, the 40th anniversary of Purple Rain, they're pulling out quite a few stops. And the press release basically reads as follows. In honour of the 40th anniversary of Purple Rain, all guests will experience world-class music, celebrity panels, exclusive concert footage, multiple activations in downtown Minneapolis, and a newly curated Paisley Park tour. For the first time ever, we are offering early bird pricing for a limited number of Celebration 2024 tickets. This is your opportunity to get tickets at a reduced rate prior to the panelist and performance announcement coming on April the 18th, at which time ticket prices will be increased. Ticket purchasers will also receive a 20% discount on the Prince.com store. Now, it's interesting. They're obviously putting out a lot of stops. They want a lot of engagement with this. And this is the interesting aspect of it, what they're looking to provide. Now, I'm going to be reading from the VIP Early Bird Special, which costs, I hope you're sitting down and you've saved your purple pennies, $1,200. That's $1,200. This is the VIP package. Now, obviously, you can have the general admission package. That's $600 under the Early Bird Special. Obviously, there are less included in that. However, in the VIP package, this is what the Prince Estate are going to be offering fans. An exclusive tour of Paisley Park on Thursday or Sunday with new exhibits. VIP preferred seating and sections at celebration events. And they said that in brackets, this will be strictly enforced. There's VIP hospitality suite in downtown Minneapolis. High definition Purple Rain movie screening, which is interesting. And, you know, that nods at the HD version of Purple Rain at a movie theatre, presumably. A concert, and this is where it gets exciting. The first concert, The Revolution at First Avenue on Friday. So The Revolution playing at that iconic, you know, incredible venue where Prince filmed a lot of Purple Rain, First Avenue. Also, another concert, Morris Day and Special Guests, which are to be announced on Saturday. That's Morris Day and Special Guests. And another concert, The New Power Generation and Special Guests. And anybody who's seen The Revolution live, Morris Day live, and The New Power Generation, particularly recently, have been on fire. They haven't toured for a bit, but the few times I have seen them, they have been incredible. So that will certainly be worth, you know, seeing fantastic concerts. Also, there's another concert for a new artist showcases. So we don't know who that's going to be, but there'll be new artist showcases. And Prince obviously was a big mentor of new acts, and he wanted new acts to, become involved and to really push them out into the world. So that will be something that they're kind of, you know, carrying on. They want to introduce new artists to the world. There's also the Celebration 2024 panel discussions, which again, they're not announcing who's going to be on that. Part of the early bird deal is basically you kind of take a leap of faith and you book And then later on, once they've announced who's on the panel, then the price goes up. This is interesting too. A VIP boat cruise on Lake Minnetonka. I don't know if you'll have to perform the Apollonia scene. One presumes not. But a VIP boat cruise on Lake Minnetonka, which is an interesting addition they've added here. There's also admission to celebration events and installations in downtown Minneapolis. No further details currently on that. Also, exclusive listening session at Paisley Park of unreleased vault material. This is obviously something people are really interested in. That'd be interesting to see what that is, what that contains. Will that be a nod to something that'll be coming out soon? We're not sure, but that's an exclusive listening session at Paisley Park with unreleased vault material. You'll also receive exclusive VIP merchandise and first access to all Celebration merchandise, so you'll have first dibs on any Celebration merchandise. You'll also get an exclusive VIP lunch on Thursday, an exclusive gospel brunch on Sunday, an exclusive VIP panel and question and answer session also. You'll also get an unreleased exclusive concert footage. So that's interesting. Exclusive unreleased concert footage. Musical performances, a DJ dance party, a Prince mural block party, and more to come. So that's interesting. That's the VIP package, as we mentioned. The general admission package, you get less. You get the admission to the celebration events and installations in downtown Minneapolis, the Purple Rain HD screening, the Revolution concert, Morris Day concert, new Power Generation concert, and the new artist showcase. You get the panel discussion, the unreleased concert footage, musical performances, the DJ dance party, the mural block party, and a general admission lounge in downtown Minneapolis and a general admission tour at Paisley Park. But this is interesting. Obviously, it's been an interesting year because it's been a lot of flux in the estate. This is stuff we're going to get into about the certain lawsuits and various things going on. But this is a big year for the Prince estate. This is Purple Rain 40 years. Obviously, it's also lots of different albums have their anniversaries too. You think of the Come album or Musicology. So there's lots of albums as well. But Purple Rain is really being promoted here. We're talking about, you know, the Purple Rain musical, which we'll discuss at another time. We're talking about possibly, although it hasn't officially been announced, a Purple Rain Super Deluxe. We've obviously had a deluxe and various incantations, so I could even say, of Purple Rain. But this has to be, for a lot of people, the definitive package. If they're going to release one this year, this has to be something that makes you think, wow, this is the final word almost, if you like. Not that it'll ever be a final word on Purple Rain, but this has to be something that really blows your socks off. Something with unreleased footage of the movie, something with all the people who are involved in the Purple Rain movie, Des Dickerson, you know, songs from The Times, Apollonia, etc. Unreleased tracks, songs, you know, including Jill Jones, and just basically getting everything out there to do with Purple Rain. A different concert, perhaps, from Syracuse, because we have seen Syracuse a fair amount. So there's so much that is resting on this. This year, possibly, we may see the Netflix documentary, which I believe could potentially shape the narrative of Prince for the next 5-10 years. I really think it could be key if it's done right. And it could be key, sadly, if it isn't done right. And there's lots of controversy and problems about that at the moment, which we'll get into another time. But just in terms of this, a lot of people have been to celebrations over the years. They've met so many Prince fans. There's been times when, you know, incredible things have happened. There's also been a lot of feedback from the Prince community about how you could improve celebration, how you could make these things better. Now, Prince is unique in a sense, because whilst there's Graceland and there are certain other places, Paisley Park as a recording studio, as Prince's idea, is the embodiment of Prince, and the estate has this responsibility to keep this going. Now, how do you get people to go? You get people to go who are big hardcore Prince fans, and you get people to go who are kind of, you know, general music fans who want to see where Prince created some of the most iconic work of, you know, the last 40, 50 years. But the trouble is, with hardcore fans, some people will go no matter what. But some people want to see something new. They want to see it improve. They want to see it get better. They want to see acts they haven't seen before. They may not go to see the same acts every year. They may say, well, it's a lot of money. I mean, certainly if you're in the UK, you're talking thousands of pounds to go to Minneapolis, to buy the ticket, to stay in a hotel, to book flights. It's a lot of money, a big investment. So you've got to have these things to really attract people to go. There's an argument. Some people can't afford to go. And so, you know, how much stuff should you make exclusive? But then you've also got to keep Paisley Park going. And that's the thing. There are many ways to do that. Whether it's having concerts, whether it's having recording artists there, working with younger people to record there, whether it's tours, whether it's, you know, just having these celebrations. But this celebration must be the big earner of the year. There's no doubt about that. It just must be. So this has to go right, especially this year, because presumably there'll be more press attention on this 40th anniversary of Purple Rain than, you know, there has been for a while. And the estate have had a few years to get this right. There's been a lot of fluctuation with the estate, lots of toing and froing and people jostling for control. And at the moment, we'll go into it later, but it's kind of split between the family and some other figures, record company, you got Londell, Charles Spicer. You know, there's lots of kind of parties trying to make this all work. And this is crucial, in a sense, because the one thing I think Prince admirers really agree on is they want to keep Paisley Park going. It's a symbol of Prince and all he achieved, and it's a symbol of his work and his mind. And he said, you know, Paisley Park is not just something I have the keys to. It's a kind of, you know, it's more of a something in your mind. It's a state of, you know, sort of striving for this different utopian world almost. And I think it's really important that this works and does well. Now, the, you know, the celebrations have been doing well. They've been, I think, from what I understand, pretty much, you know, pretty much selling out. So it's certainly interesting here how they're really pushing it. It's going to be interesting to see how many people take up this early bird offer before knowing about all the details of what's going to happen. But anyway, I just want to jump on here and quickly say that the first episode of this podcast will actually be coming in a few days' time. And really looking forward to that. Talking about Prince, it's a much more relaxed vibe this time. It's much more, I think of it as the after show to my kind of YouTube channel. We'll be talking about Prince, how I got into Prince, everything that's going on in the Prince world, Prince albums. We'll be talking about the latest, you know, Prince news, but also aspects of Prince, his remarkable stagecraft, the musicians he worked with, the songwriting talent he has, which still isn't recognised, still not in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and so much more. And hopefully we'll have a few guests on here and we'll just chat Prince. It's a much more relaxed kind of after hours vibe. And I hope you'll forgive me, but this podcast really is something I just want to do in terms of something just to enjoy, just to take the pressure off and talk about Prince. I loved doing the YouTube channel. I did it for 10 years. It was fantastic. But I didn't like the technical side of it, I'll be honest. It wasn't my thing. I just want to talk about Prince, get on here and just whatever's in my mind, whatever I'm thinking about at that time. I listen to Prince all the time. I've been listening to Prince so much over the last few weeks. Just there's so much to explore. It's insane. So I just want to get on here, no pressure, just a relaxed vibe, talk about Prince and talk about what's going on. So with this episode, I just want to ask what your feelings about the celebration really are. You know, are you going? What would make you go? If you're not going, is that, why is that? Is that because, you know, how much it costs? Is it because you're not really drawn to the performances there, or you want them to offer something else? What is it that kind of you want from celebration? A lot of people have also talked, and I think this is a really important point. What about people who can't afford to go? Shouldn't they have like a live screening, something, even if you pay $5, $10, whatever, a live screening of a certain event? Now, some people say, well, you've got to keep these things exclusive so people want to go, but just something for the people who, because Prince has fans all over the world. Not just in America. And it's important that people all over the world can actually see Prince's genius. And if that means live screening a concert, if that means showing a discussion panel about Prince, if that means releasing a few songs around that time, a few unreleased tracks, then maybe that's worth doing. You know, even if you put something up on YouTube and just say, this is a live performance of a concert we have, just something. So that would be interesting to know. But anyway, what are your thoughts about Celebration? Does this line up kind of, do you think, yeah, that's perfect, you know, Purple Rain. You've got Purple Rain, you've got The Revolution, you've got Morris Day, you've got the New Power Generation, this covers all the bases. Or were you looking for something more? Anyway, give us a shout and hopefully we'll speak soon.